Well, all those changes mean struggling banks, auto companies facing possible bankruptcy, and all that government spending. That may sound like a disaster to you, but some people hear the sweet sound of opportunity. Reporter Hannah Jaffe Walt explains.
Barry Silbert is a Wall Street guy. He runs a Wall Street company, and he's got problems. His windows are just a little too big. That view of the Statue of Liberty, a little too distracting. And when he looks over at his enormous new desk from across his enormous new office, he thinks, man, I really need to decorate.
Definitely need something for the wall, a nice picture or something. Picture of my wife, I gotta put that up. And
plants?
Plants would be good, right?
Silbert runs a financial company called Second Market, and it's growing like crazy. He doesn't have time to decorate these days because, well, and this may sound painful to hear if you work at a financial firm or a retail operation or a nonprofit or pretty much anywhere but here, but Silbert can't hire people fast enough.
We're hiring designers and developers, you know, with a technology background. We're hiring people with marketing backgrounds, you know, research backgrounds. We're hiring, quite frankly, in all aspects or all areas of the organization.
So why is this financial firm skipping along while all its neighbors are tripping, scraping knees, and then getting run over by a bus? When Congress authorized Treasury to spend $700 billion on toxic assets, people asked questions. How will it work? Where was the infrastructure? How will all that stuff get priced? And at the same time, the question in Barry Silbert's mind, how can we get in on this? His answer was a marketplace for toxic waste. If no one knows what all this stuff is worth, create a place where it's all for sale and buyers can bid on it. And then you'll find out. Sort of like a consignment store, right? Each person has all the stuff in their attic. And when it's up there in the attic, it's junk, but drag it to the consignment store and maybe it's not anymore. If the government was going to be buying toxic assets from someone, Silbert wanted it to be him.
So our focus over the past few months has been preparing to expand Second Market into those assets that the government was planning to buy.
A funny thing happened while Silbert was following the government's lead to toxic waste. The government changed direction. I met Silbert on Tuesday. On Wednesday, Secretary Paulson announced the bailout money would not actually be used to buy up toxic assets. And on Thursday, yesterday, I had to go back to Silbert.
So you still didn't put up the picture of your wife yet?
I was right there. It was up all along, right there.
Silbert sits down in one of his shiny leather chairs and considers this new world he faces.
The government had a lot of money to put to work. So now we are completely dependent or reliant on private capital to establish the prices.
The entire premise of the government bailout was that no one from the private sector wanted this stuff. And the people who owned it, they weren't about to give it away for close to nothing. So here's Silbert. He's got his downtown office, the software, the staff. He's totally ready to trade toxic assets, but his biggest potential buyer has just disappeared. But Silbert says that may not actually matter. He says many of his 1,500 clients, especially the hedge funds, they're calling him up, telling him, government or not, they want in.
There's a whole group of buyers of this type of thing, but it's probably 6, 9, 12 months before we see sufficient number of buyers to really start propping up the prices.
So you're not worried that there are going to be people who are going to be willing to sell these assets or people that are willing to buy them?
Absolutely not. I'm not worried about that.
If Silbert is right to sleep so soundly, it could mean that he was even more enterprising than he meant to be, accidentally building a company that could have a lock on the toxic waste market, for whatever that's worth. For NPR News, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt in New York.
Barry Silbert, Henry Paulson, hedge fund managers. You can find more about all of them on our Planet Money page at npr.org/money.